Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上平安。
It is indeed such a joy to hear of the testimonies of our new brothers and sisters.
听到我们这些弟兄姊妹的见证，实在是一件很喜乐的事情。
Indeed, it feels like we have been witnesses to a miracle.
是真的，我们感觉到这项神迹在我们面前发生。
A miracle of what God Himself can do.
只有神才能成就的神迹。
This morning, I want to give an encouragement for all those getting baptized and for all those who have been baptized before in the past.
今天早上，我想在这里为同时那些今天将要受浸的，以及那些已经受浸的弟兄姊妹一些劝勉。
This morning's scripture is from the book of Romans, chapter 6.
我们今天要读的经文是罗马书第六章。
Up to this time in the book of Romans, Paul, the writer, has spent five chapters laying out the basics of what Christianity is all about.
在罗马书第六章为止，到在前面的五章啊，保罗基本上用这五章阐明了基督信仰的基本立场。
How God, who created the whole universe, created mankind to be in a relationship with Him.
也就是这位创造万有宇宙的神，也同时造了我们，是为了和人类和我们建立一种关系。
But that all of mankind has sinned and fallen short of God's standard.
但所人类却是犯罪了，而且不能达到神的标准。
That no matter how many good deeds we do, it doesn't make us good in God's sight.
不论我们做多少件好事，这并不是我们在神眼中能成为善。
We can never tip the scales to balance our good deeds and our bad deeds.
我们永远不可能用我们所做的好事来抵消、平衡掉我们所做的坏事。
Because the Bible says that the weight and the price of sin is death.
因为圣经上说，罪的工价就是死。
What can we do to outweigh our very lives?
我们怎样做才能脱离这样的束缚和捆绑？
So the bad news that Paul writes in Romans is that we are unable to save ourselves.
所以保罗在罗马书里写到的这个坏消息，就是说我们不能靠自己所做的去自救。
But he follows that with good news.
但是接下来他就讲到了一个好消息。
That God Himself opens up a different way to salvation.
神开启了另外一条新的拯救的道路。
Which is the path of faith.
也就是这条信心的道路。
That God sent His own Son Jesus to pay the price for our sin on the cross.
也就是主把他自己的爱子差遣到地上，并且死在十字架上为我们代死。偿还了我们的罪债。
So instead of becoming righteous through our own actions or abilities, we can become righteous by accepting Jesus' death on our behalf through faith.
所以我们虽然不能靠自己的行为来称义，但是我们之所以能够称义，是因为能够接受主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
So at chapter 6, Paul addresses some questions and concerns.
所以在第六章里面，保罗在这里是要回答一些疑问和一些质疑。
And the big question that Paul wants to tackle is, now what do we do with sin?
保罗在这里想要回答的一个很大的一个问题，就是说现在我们对罪应该怎么办？
Does sin still have a place in the believer's life?
罪是否还在所信的信主的人当中，是否还有地位？
Paul's answer, of course, is no.
保罗的回答当然是不，没有。
But to show this, he talks about baptism.
但是为了显明这一个真理，他就讲论到了受洗。
So in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, he says this.
所以在第六章第三节，他是这么说的。
Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
So the basis of Paul's argument is that we are baptized into Jesus.
所以保罗的论证的基础是我们受洗来归入耶稣基督。
What does it mean to get baptized into someone?
所以这里讲的受洗归入某人，它的真正的意思是什么呢？
Fortunately, Paul gives us a good understanding in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2.
所以保罗在哥林多前书 给了我们一个例证。
Where he writes that the Israelites were baptized into Moses.
他在这里讲到以色列民也受洗归入摩西。
Meaning that the Israelites were under Moses' leadership.
也就是说以色列民是在摩西的领导之下。
They had a relationship as Moses being a mediator between God and his people.
他们有着摩西作为神和以色列民之间，他有摩西作为中保。
And it was Moses that they followed through out of Egypt and into the promised land.
也就是由着摩西的带领，以色列民才能跟着他从埃及进入应许之地。
So in that same phrasing, Paul says, we who have been baptized into Jesus.
所以用同样的话语，保罗在这里说，我们也是以同样的方式受洗归入耶稣基督。
So when we get baptized, we have a relationship with this Jesus.
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们跟耶稣就建立了这样一种关系。
It doesn't create the relationship.
这并不创造这样一个关系。
But it's a sign that we are going to follow Jesus now.
这只是证明我们从此以后要跟从主耶稣基督。
And he is going to lead us out of a life of death and into the promised land.
他要把我们领出这个死亡之地，而进入这个应许之地。
So what does that have to do with sin?
所以这跟罪又有什么关系呢？
The first thing about baptism is that we are baptized into Christ.But not just into Christ, but into his death.
第一件是关于受洗的，我们不仅仅是受洗归入基督，而是我们受洗也归入他的死。
Our baptism identifies us with Christ's death on the cross.
我们受洗的人是认同主耶稣在十字架上的受死。
So in a way, when you get baptized, it's kind of like a funeral service.
所以从某一个角度上来看，受洗好像是一个葬礼。
We see this if we skip down to verses 6 and 7.
如果我们跳到第六节和第七节，我们就可以看到。
All right, for we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with.That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Our baptism signifies that we are dead in Christ.
我们的受洗象征着我们在基督里与他的死已经认同了。
That is our old self, our sinful self.
也就是我们的老我，我们那个犯罪的老我。
That person that used to be all motivated by himself or herself or the things of this world.
那个曾经被他自己的肉体所鼓动，被这个世界所鼓动的那个老我。
So ultimately, Paul says that anyone who has died has been set free from sin.
所以保罗说，只要任何是受洗的，他已经不再在罪的权势底下了。
So if we are baptized, we identify with Christ's death.
所以我们在受洗的时候，我们认同在基督的死上与他认同。
And as we have died in Christ, we are free now from sin.
当我们与基督同死的时候，我们也从罪中得以解脱。
What does it mean to be free from sin?
脱离了罪的意思是什么呢？
It may sound like freedom from sin means we're perfect.
脱离了罪听上去好像是我们已经完全了。
That suddenly when we believe in Jesus, we become like an angel, unable to do any wrong.
好像我们从此以后信了耶稣以后，我们就像天使一样啊，我们不可能再犯错。
But anyone who has been a Christian long enough will tell you that is not the case.
所以任何一个做了基督徒有一段时间的人都可以告诉你，这并不是这么一回事。
We can still be tempted by sin.
我们仍旧可以受罪的试探。
And sometimes we even give in to sin.
很多时候我们甚至给罪留地步。
So the freedom from sin must mean something different.
所以脱离了罪肯定是有一个别的意思。
In the original Greek New Testament, Paul uses a different word than the usual word for free.
所以在本原文的希腊文里面保罗用了另外一个字。
He uses the word that's usually translated elsewhere as justified.
所以他用的那个字在别的地方通常被叫做翻译作称义。
So if we have died in Christ, we are justified from sin.
所以我们如果在与基督同死的话，我们也就是在这个地位上，在耶稣基督里被称义了。
Not free from temptation of sin, but free from the effects of sin.
我们并不能受完全脱离罪的试探，但是我们脱离了犯罪的果效。
We are free from an alienation from God.
我们也脱离了被神离弃的这样的一个地步。
We are freed from God's wrath.
我们也脱离了神的愤怒。
And we are freed from the punishment of eternal death.
我们也脱离了审判和永死。
But if that's all that Christianity was, it would be kind of sad.
如果这只是基督徒所有的生活，那可能是有一点悲哀。
Because death is an ending.
因为死就是一个结束。
But Paul says there is something after that.
但是保罗说，在此之后还有另外一件事情。
He says not only are we baptized into Christ's death, we are baptized into Christ's resurrection.
我们不仅是受洗归入耶稣的死，也受洗归入耶稣的复活。
So Paul writes in verses 4 and 5.
所以在第四、第五节里，保罗这样写。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
This is what makes a baptism service joyful.
这也就是让我们使得我们的受洗的让人喜乐的一个原因。
I really love the word that the English translation uses. We will certainly be united in his resurrection.
所以我们就很喜欢说，我们会肯定的在他的复活当中与他联合。
We will definitely.
我们是肯定会的。
If we are baptized and we identify with Jesus' death, we will definitely 100% be also involved with His resurrection.
我们如果与耶稣基督同死，我们也是100%的会和他一同复活。
So Paul continues in verse 8.
所以保罗在第八节里面他讲到。
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不做他的主了。
The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
他死是向罪死了只有一次，他活是向神活着。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
所以，不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.And offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Paul's argument is this.
保罗的信息就是在这里。
Because we have died to sin, how can sin define our new life?
因为我们已经向罪死了，罪怎么可能在我们的生命，新的生命里面再做定夺呢？
So he encourages us all to look into and remember our baptism.
所以他劝勉我们，要我们重新再看我们这样的洗礼的时候。
Your baptism identifies you publicly with Jesus.
你的洗礼是将你和耶稣基督联合在一起。
And since you are identified with Jesus, we need to follow Christ's example.
因为你已经与耶稣基督联合认同在一起，你就必须效仿他。
And so Paul exhorts us to live our new life in the same way.
所以保罗在这里劝勉我们啊，要我们也要这样像基督那样活着。
To count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God.
向罪自己看，看自己是死的，但是在耶稣基督在神里面看自己是活的。
This is an act of the will.
这是我们一个出于意愿的一个行动。
Now that you have been freed from sin in Christ, you have decisions to make.
所以你在耶稣基督里有这样的自由，所以你就可以做出一个决定。
We can choose to give in to sin, or we can choose to obey God.
我们可以选择给罪留地步，但是我们也可以选择去顺服神。
So Paul gives these exhortations to the Romans and to us as well.
所以保罗给这样的劝勉是对着罗马教会，也是为着我们。
Do not let sin reign.
不要让罪在你生命中作王。
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin.
不要把你自己肢体任何的一部分作为罪的器具。
For sin shall no longer be your master.
因为罪已经不能做你们的主。
So when we get baptized, we are declaring that Jesus is both our Savior and our Lord.
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们是在宣告耶稣基督是我们的拯救主。
We have heard the testimonies of how Jesus is a great and wonderful and powerful Savior.
所以我们已经听到了如此多的见证，我们知道主耶稣基督是如此大能的拯救者和主。
That Jesus alone saves us from sin.
耶稣基督他自己就能把我们从罪中拯救出来。
But as we get baptized, we also declare that Jesus is our King, our Lord.
当我们受洗的时候，我们同时也宣告他是我们的王，他是我们的主。
As our King, He reigns in our life.
作为王，他在我们，他掌管着我们的生命。
He's the one that has the authority.
他是那位有权柄的。
So instead of obeying the desires of sin, we must obey God.
所以我们不再是满足罪的要求，而是我们要顺服神的要求。
As our King, we offer every part of ourselves to God to be an instrument of righteousness.
所以我们如果认神是我们的主王的话，我们就把我们所有的肢体都献给他做义的器具。
Instead of letting sin use us, we let God use us.
我们是让神来使用我们，而不是罪。
When sin uses us, the result is death.
当罪使用我们的时候，这个结果就是死。
But when God uses us, the end result is righteousness.
当神使用我们的时候，这个结果就是义。
And as our King, He is our Master.
当他是我们的王的时候，他就是我们的主人。
Instead of sin being our master, we are now under God, who is a gracious master.
罪不再是我们的主人，我们现在是属于神，他是那个蛮有恩典的主人。
So this baptism for you, brothers and sisters, this is just a start, just a beginning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个洗礼对你们来讲只是一个开始。
Just it was for everyone who has been baptized already.
也是像对我们这里所有已经受洗的人来说，都是。
We all declare together, Jesus is our Savior.
我们都在这里一同宣告，耶稣是我们的拯救主。
We all declare that Jesus is our King.
我们在这里也一同宣告，耶稣是我们的王。
And because we have died with Christ, we must be dead to sin.
因为我们已经与耶稣一起，基督同死，我们也对罪是死的。
So that our new life in Christ is lived for God.
所以我们在基督里的新生命是为神而活的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你差遣耶稣基督来成为我们的救主。
That Jesus alone was able to pay the penalty and price for our sin.
因为耶稣一人就能够为我们的罪付上代价。
We thank you, Lord, that you have told us to be baptized when we believe in you.
我们主，我们感谢你，因为你叫我们在我们能够相信你的时候，叫我们能够为你受洗。
For it declares publicly and reminds ourselves that we identify with Jesus.
我们在这里向众人宣告，我们与基督联合。
With his death and his resurrection.
也在他的死里，也在他的复活里与他联合。
Help us and help our new brothers and sisters that are getting baptized this morning to live in the newness of life in Christ.
求你帮助我们今天将要新这些受洗的弟兄姊妹，他们能够活出这个在你里面的新的生命。
In joy and righteousness.
他们能够享受到这个义的生活。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.